strength and stability, shalom. This is something we see, b'chush, we see mamash, clearly, how a person that goes after what he sees in his eyes, has no control of his thoughts, no control of his heart, he just goes after what he sees. Like Chazal said about Shimshon in the Mishnah, Shimshon went after his eyes. Therefore, the real work of guarding the eyes, Shayeched Dechol Bnei Abayit, it has to do, is relevant to all the people in the house. And you talk with everyone about Shmirat Einayim, just from the fact, nothing to do with not seeing women, just to the fact that when one guards his eyes, right, he can be cleaved to Hashem. When one closes his eyes, he can be cleaved to Hashem. With watching movies, it's kosher. For a woman, it's kosher to watch movies. Just as a guard the eyes, all kinds of shtuyot.
What about playing computer games?
All that garbage, exactly.
Nothing to do with women or...
No, no, so that's exactly, that's to distract your focus from Hashem. Especially adults, I know adults play computers, it's crazy, mother. Mother shtuyot does it. If it's a computer game that makes you to, you have to, the thing is to want Hashem, maybe, yeah, it's better.
I was thinking that today, somebody that plays this game, and they win, so they feel good. You know, it's a good feeling. You know, they want to feel good about themselves. So they won, they have success. And, you know, if they lost, so they don't feel so good. So they play because they want to feel good. They're missing that good feeling, and this gives them a good feeling. So that's why they want to do it again and again and again.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
Like it's like gambling.
Like any addiction, for sure.
But
they really, what they want is that
good feeling. And
they think they can get it out of an addiction.
Right.
It's an illusion.
This is the rule, and each one needs to understand himself. And also, the transfer on to people who are listening to him. You're listening to me? Good, I'm transferring it on. The seeing is the thought. The sight is the thought. You see, you think about what you see. And that explains what Chazal say, that the eyes are named after the wisdom, meaning after the thoughts. Because what we see is what we think. So the eyes is the wisdom. You see garbage, that's what you have in your head. You see good things, that's what you have in your head.
The thought goes after the eyes.
The thought is led by the eyes. What goes through the eyes, that will be the thoughts. Therefore, also children, which it's not relevant to talk to them about prohibited sights, women or tzanua, you don't talk to them about that. So they don't have the lust, they have no idea what you're talking about. Stam, you could say, don't look at women who's not tzanua, but nothing to do with lust and not look at women at all, is it? And also, it's not good to put in their heads all kinds of ideas, right? We can explain to them that it's better to close the eyes instead of seeing the whole garbage of the world, and to say Tehillim, and say Mishnayos by heart, talk with Hashem. Kitzo, cleave to Hashem also when you're walking in the streets, and even in class. Not to let the thoughts scatter around about what they see, this kid and that kid. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on your learning, focus on your prayers, focus on everything. צריכים להבין היטב, you must understand well, עד כמה ראיית העין מבלבל את האדם, how much the sight of the eye confuses the person, ומעמיסה עליו תוכן לא חשוב ואף מזיק, and puts onto a person such information which is not important, sometimes it's even harmful. הרי כל דבר שהעין רואה היא מצלמת. Behold, we see that everything the eye sees, photographs. והתמונה הזאת נכנסת למוח. And this picture, this photography goes into the mouth, into the mind. נמצא, comes out, the person does not guard his eyes. Even if he does not see horrible sights of a woman who should not snooze and all that stuff, even if he does not see that, okay? His brain is full of stam, not holiness, stam stuff. Garbage, nonsense of this world. Therefore, it's good always to guard the eyes, even when there's no chashash for you, And then a person merits to have a clean and full of holy letters mind and prepared our seven great wisdom to come down to him. Again, to purify yourself, to be pure. Be pure, that pure mind. Please, the pure mind, always pure mind. The Chazem in Lublin, you heard of the Chazem in Lublin? For 7 years, when he was a kid, he closed his eyes. He opened them to see holy letters, and then he put something around his eyes all the time, for 7 years. Afterwards, his eyesight was destroyed. His physical eyesight. But really, he was able to see afterwards. From one end of the world to the other end. He saw everything that goes on in the whole world. It was so pure. Because he, for 7 years, saw only holiness. So his brain was full of holiness. Full of godliness. Hashem dwelled in his brain. So he was able to see from one end of the earth to the world to the other. It's known in the name of Baal Shem Tov, and also, if I understand this, that a person is his thoughts, and where a person's thoughts are, is where he is. For example, a person who's sitting in the Beis Medrash now, right? But his mind is in his business or in the market or whatever. Could you say that he's sitting in Beis Medrash? He's not sitting in Beis Medrash. He's in the market now. On the other hand, a person who's in the market, but his whole desires and will, he just wants to be. His thoughts are in the Beis Medrash. Now they're giving a class. I wish he could be there and this and that. Right? So he's not in the market anymore. He's in the Beis Medrash himself, because the man is his thoughts. That's how Rav Ahuja always talks, and the book is coming out very soon, very, very soon, that the will is where you want to be. Always think about where you want to be, not where you are right now. Think about where you want to be. Where do you want to grow to? And then it's as if you're there, and then you're also going to work towards being there. Therefore, a person who goes with closing the guard in the eyes, and he does not lift his eyes from four amot, ולמעשה תמיד נמצא ברשות היחיד גם כשהוא הולך בחוץ. He doesn't lift his eyes up from the four amos that he's walking around. He's comes out that he's always in Rishus HaYachid. He's always in his private domain. He's never in the public domain. He's always in Hashem, and he has complete Shmira. And of course, the person thinks to Divot Torah and he prays. So he's Amash, he's always in the Beis Medrash. You're walking in the street, you're in the Beis Medrash. You're flying in the plane somewhere, you're in the Beis Medrash. Wherever you are, always with Hashem. You're in the field, you're with Hashem. All these things, easy to talk with them with any person, even if he's not holding in levels of Kedusha. And also with women and people far away from Kedusha and Torah and Mitzvahs. These things, these concepts, they can understand. Because a lot of people want to be close to Hashem. So you can talk about these concepts of guarding the eyes. Focus. If you want to meditate, you close your eyes. So why don't be all the whole life of meditation? Just a long meditation. Calm. And even with children, without entering this whole inyan, the whole matter of guarding the eyes from the lust. These are things that really understand. Each one wants to cleave to Hashem. He understands that a man is his brain, and is influenced very much by what he sees. So automatically he wants to guard the eyes, and then the brain of a person could be totally focused on Hashem. And that's the matter of Ani Tamid Imach. It says in Tehillim, I am always with you. Meaning cleaving to Hashem, that it depends on Enai Tamid El Hashem. My eyes are always to Hashem, and I'm always with you. Now, these are things that you can explain everyone, to everyone. It's a wonderful thing how to see what Shmiras Ha'inayim is. This is one of the gifts that half an hour Gilgud gave me, Rav Aruch says, to teach the world, that he can explain to the whole world what is guarding the eyes without going into this old matter of Kedusha. Just the depth of, I just want to cleave to what I want to think. I don't want to be drawn about what I see. I want to focus. I don't want to see. I see falafel, I want falafel. I see this, I want this. I see this, I think about this. I see this person, I see a fancy car, I'm jealous. I see cops, I get worried. I see. Tazavatcha, close your eyes and focus on what you want to focus without seeing what's around. Focus on Hashem. And we can teach also our wives and our children about Shmirat and Shkoyech. Now we're going to learn.